This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have today's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. My hobby this year, you might call it, doing my civic duty, is serving on a grand jury. It is an interesting experience, and some of what we hear is absolutely sickening. There have been way too many of these kinds of charges brought before us. Two employees of a Sioux Falls, South Dakota daycare were arrested after video footage showed them repeatedly abusing young children by slamming them to the ground, yanking them by their arms, and stomping on them. From This Week in Agribusiness, nearly half of the winter wheat in Kansas, usually the biggest wheat-producing state of the country, is in poor or very poor condition. The drought, ranging in intensity from moderate to exceptional, covers much of the central and southern plains. Winter wheat is grown there. It's the dominant wheat variety in the United States, usually amounting to 3/4 of all wheat production. And among the 18 winter wheat-growing states, 32% of that crop is in good to excellent condition. Just 32%, with 31% of it rated poor or very poor. That's the worst that this wheat crop has been in at this stage in the season in 16 years, and far worse than a year ago, when 51% of the crop was in good or excellent condition. The grain trade knew the wheat was bad, but they didn't know it was this bad. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, the Secretary of Agriculture is out in his RV, touring the countryside once more. He's in Michigan today. He'll be in Ohio and Kentucky before the week is over. This is Secretary Sonny Perdue's third Back to Our Roots tour since taking office just under a year ago. Last August, he was in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. In September, he went to Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. He told me during the National Agriculture Day observance a couple of weeks ago, he's already been in 34 states. This weather situation, my goodness, what a story of contrast. Some of you will have to stay alert for possible severe storms this evening. Others in the audience here will be running snowblowers and scooping. But I want you to remember now the Max Armstrong snow shovel philosophy, adopted way too late in my life. It'll melt. It will melt. Give it time. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Climate. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.